It may be a bleak time during the chaos of the COVID-19 pandemic for the Australian music industry, but in amongst it all, they found a way to connect, share and support one another and their fans alike, while staying at home and social distancing. Triple J's Good Nights presenter, Bridget Housewaite, hosted a Saturday night in Instagram Live.
So I saw a lot of different streaming going on throughout the week, and yeah, I just thought it was really cool. You know, there was all sorts of things going on. Lizzo had meditation. I saw Youngblood had a variety hour and even like a cooking segment incorporated into his live stream. And then on a local level, I was really inspired by Nick Kelly. He had an isolation hour interviewing a bunch of artists, and then a colleague of mine and a friend of FBI's, Abby Butler, had a bit of a bedroom jam session. So I don't know, I just thought, well, I'm obviously not doing anything on the Saturday night. I'm going to be stuck in my apartment, so may as well hit up a couple of artists that I know and see if they want to have a quick chat and maybe without a song. So managed to get together a lineup of 10 Australian acts, and it was kind of like speed dating, but it ended up being a little bit extended than that, but just a little whip around, I guess, to different bedrooms and garages all around the country and seeing how all the artists were going, and of course performing some live music.
Another Instagram festival, Isolade, was created by Rhiannon Atkinson Howitt, Emily Ullman and Shannon Egan. Over 70 artists performed, with festival viewers asked to donate to music industry charity Support Act. Rhiannon Atkinson Howitt, who is also a musician, told 2SER why the trio created the festival.
I guess I was. We're all discovering more and more around us our friends in the industry, whether musicians or crew or owners of venues were losing their jobs, or you know, looking ahead and thinking everything looked a bit uncertain. So we felt quite helpless up until Tuesday morning when I put the idea forward to Emily and Shannon to see if we could somehow host a music festival with our combined reach of artists, and Instagram was the easiest pick, I think, just in a way of flow and where our community seems to generally congregate.
Support Act is the music industry's charity organisation. CEO Clive Miller said the industry has taken a huge hit from the COVID-19 pandemic.
The way that the industry has been affected as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic has been catastrophic, really. I mean, there's been a complete shutdown of the live music sector, and of course that's been reinforced in the last 24 hours by a shutdown of nightclubs and venues and anywhere else that people were likely to play. So it's certainly unprecedented. And it's on a scale that I don't think anyone could ever have dreamed of.
Support Act does a lot of work to assist musicians at the best and worst of times.
Support Act provides crisis relief and also mental health support to artists, crew and music workers in need. And so that's really our focus throughout this situation. Trying to, I guess, really make sure we're taking care of the people who are most in need. So in the last 24 hours, for example, we've been really delighted to see the support announced by the government, because by providing access to Centrelink and to job seeker payments and the coronavirus supplement and things like that, people can now access about $1,100 a fortnight, which is really fantastic. That you know, it certainly takes the pressure off an organisation like Support Act. What we're really focusing on at the moment are those, you know, probably 10 to 20% of people who, for whatever reason, can't access those benefits, and people who are also injured and unwell, and perhaps have a mental health issue that is also creating difficulty for them at the moment. That's kind of the focus of what we do in the crisis relief area. And then we have the Support Act Wellbeing Mental Health Line, which is available to anyone working in Australian music,